Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, just let it be. The greatest of journeys start with a dream. And my dream was to visit Africa, the dark continent. The way I see it, there are two kinds of dreams. One is a dream that's always going to be just that, a dream. Then there's the dream that's more than a dream. It's like a map that you live by and follow for the rest of your days, knowing that someday you're going to stand on top of the mountain holding everything you thought and dreamed of right there in your hand. But The abyss, the unknown, which usually stops many people from achieving their dream. What is your dream? Now remember, I said there were two kinds of dreams. One that you hold in your hand, and you're going to make it work. And the other is just a dream. I'm going to. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Oh, I guess God doesn't want me to have it. I don't think that it's right for me. I'm too old. I'm too young. I don't have enough money. And but. Why not get off of your butt and let your voice be heard on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, internationally, and national. Discover what the world has to say by the click of the button. You could share your dream. And mine is the love of the dark continent to introduce you to Africa, the Serengeti, the Maasai Mara, the Maasai, when I was in their village, Kiliguni, Amboseli, Samburu, Kikorok. Oh, what memories. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Come on, share it with me. What dream do you have dancing in your heart? Are you going to share it with the world? Or are you going to go to the very end with the butts? Still sitting on your butt. But. There was a little twist to my trip to Africa, but after I give you the contact information, I'll go into it. But I want to cover local, national, and international news. You can email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195, and be sure to log on my site with two web addresses, kathywatsonspeaks.com, C-A-T-H-I, and simplyageless.net, and click on all of the buttons. And when you click on books, click on the Heart of the Lion and read a chapter of that book. Because you see, tomorrow at 12 o'clock, the NATO summit, notable authors together optimize. I will be sharing with you the book that Tom Puttrick and I wrote about my out of this world journey to Africa. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, locally, I don't remember the Breakfast Club, do you? Huh. I have no idea who they were. That was 30 years ago. And then, this is from the Chicago Tribune. An educator, founder of the Institute of Islamic Education in Elgin, is being accused of improprieties. You could log on ChicagoTribune.com and read about it. And then another sad thing. I don't know what happened here. Ernie Banks' contested will gives the family nothing. He gives the family nothing. And Rice, whatever her name, let's see, what was her first name? Regina Rice. She had him change his will just days before he died. Doesn't that sound a little squirrely? You know, a little, something isn't quite right. And then, I don't know Ernie Banks. I really didn't follow. I'm not a baseball fan. And they talk so much about Ernie being a swell guy. Now, this is just a thought. This is just a thought. He had four wives. Just a thought. Now, let's see. It's been 3 weeks after the funeral. The trust has been shattered. Banks' family has accused Rice of taking advantage of the Hall of Famer when his health deteriorated, persuading Banks to not only give her power of attorney to manage his health care, but also sign a will that cut his family out of his estate and left all assets to Rice. In the will, Banks gave all of his assets to a trust controlled by Rice. The document included specific language stating he was making no provisions for his wife and family. Not for the lack of love and affection for them, but only for reasons best known by them. Interesting. Mitchum of Edith. You've heard me say this many times. Croatian for we shall see. And yesterday was, Rauner is going to give his speech today on budget. The weather in Chicago is wicked. Tomorrow and Friday, we're supposed to be in Antarctica, -7 degrees below zero. That's the lowest it's been since somewhere in the 1930s. Man. Bundle up. You know, when we lived on the Gold Coast and on Michigan Avenue in Chicago, we ran the lakefront. We went out in that weather. But we knew how to dress sensibly. And we were running, and it was we would wear our face masks. And I would always put on my famous face cream. And the effect was amazing, just amazing. So do be cautious when you go out, and don't do anything that is related to my exercise routine until you have talked with your doctor. I want to share something with you. At our bank, we have a personal banker, and let's just call him Mr. Bill. And Mr. Bill is in his mid-30s, and when we met him a couple of years ago, I thought, gee, you know, this is one good-looking dude, but got to pay attention to his weight. He was really a little devolutiona. That's a little fatty in Croatian. Oh, a couple of weeks ago, about a month or so ago, 6 weeks ago, I came in and I went, whoa, man, does he look great. What on earth is he doing? To cut to the chase, he decided that he was going to change his lifestyle in his eating. And he's on an exercise program. I didn't coerce him. I didn't say a word. He's actually doing stairs now, one or two flights, slowly. And he said, Kath, I'm not even breathing hard. The heart is a muscle. It must be exercised and developed. And he's losing weight. Oh, man. We just couldn't get over it. And how much younger and how handsome he is. So get off your butt. And don't tell me that the weather is too cold. Because we're out in it. You just have to know how to dress sensibly. Now, as long as I'm on exercise, we're going to start this. We truly am. You'll be on a roll with Simple Fitness Device. Foam rollers can ease pain, aid joint health. And then if you'll log on to Chicago Tribune Health and Family, on page 4, with their Health and Family, you'll get all of the tips that you need to know about. We're exercise evangelists. We always will be. Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And the body and brain don't age. We do by our choices. And let me remind you, the big Mardi Gras parade on Tuesday, yesterday, in New Orleans. And today is Ash Wednesday. Did you get your punschki? You know, that absolutely delicious donut. When I go out tomorrow, I'm going to get some. And in Chicago, fourth grade students from Francis Xavier Ward School gathered to watch as palms are burned in the courtyard of the Holy Name Cathedral in Chicago on Tuesday in anticipation of Ash Wednesday. What are you giving up for Lent? Have you decided what you're going to give up? Huh? Well, you know what? Lent always reminds me of the New Year resolutions that you're all going to make. Don't say you're going to give it up and then 2 days later, you forgot about it. What will you give up? How about smoking? It's only for 30 days, and you take the money that you're saving on the cigarettes and give it to charity. Or take that money and put it toward a lobster gram for a veteran. Wouldn't that be awesome? So let your voice be heard, 347-637-3789. And what are you giving up? And in New York, was it New York? I want to go into ISIS. Oh, here it is. In New York, at Westminster, an underdog scores top prize. A beagle pulled off the upset Tuesday, beating out a Heavenly Herald Portuguese water dog for best in show. And her name is Miss P. And she is the top dog today. And nationally, storm kills at least 8, triggers outages, snow, ice blanket, parts of the South and Mid-Atlantic. What part of the South, not too long, I think it was last year or something, they had about 1 inch of snow. They've never had snow. They had to shut down the city. They didn't know how to drive in snow. Now, this is Durham, North Carolina. A snow and ice storm blasted parts of the mid-Atlantic and south on Tuesday, creating treacherous road conditions and leaving hundreds of thousands without power. The only time I would travel right now is if I were getting on the plane to take me to Fort Lauderdale to board a ship, which I'm not going to do. In North Carolina, roads were icy, slushy, making driving difficult in many places and causing at least 8 traffic deaths in the 4 states. There were 3 deaths in Tennessee, including a mother and son, and Williamson County, who stopped to help a stranded motorist and were struck by a tractor trailer. And they were Good Samaritans. 2 people were killed in Virginia, and a woman died in a 2-car crash in North Carolina. 2 people were also killed in separate crashes in Maryland. Meanwhile, schools and offices closed for the day. Outages hit the Carolinas and Georgia, and hundreds of flights were canceled. Oh, Mother Nature is not happy. We're not coming together in unity. But in Durham, the snow on the roads were mostly untouched, indicating the drivers were probably listening to the warnings. If you don't have to go out, don't. Don't. The storm had initially moved across Arkansas and Kentucky, dispersing snow, sleet, and freezing rain that prompted power outages, fender benders, and other woes. Freezing rain fell as far south as Mississippi. And we are supposed to get some snow with all of this. Now let's go to international. Could someone enlighten me? A Geneva woman, not too far from where I live. By the way, she's 23. More charges have been filed against a woman from West Suburban Geneva and a Canadian man accused of plotting to open a fire in Halifax, Nova Scotia Mall on Valentine's Day. She's 23. Her name is Lindsay. And her co-conspirator, Randall, was 20. We're charged with conspiracy to commit murder. They also face charges of conspiracy to commit arson, illegal possession of weapons for a purpose dangerous to the public, and making a threat through social media, according to the prosecution information submitted to a provisional court and made public Tuesday. Now, how swift are they? They used a chat stream, were apparently obsessed with death, and had many photos of mass killings, a senior police officer told the Associated Press, speaking on condition of anonymity because he was not authorized to speak publicly. Neither suspect appeared to acknowledge the other at the hearing on Tuesday. Their cases were adjourned until March 6th, and their court-appointed lawyer, they would not seek bail. Another 19-year-old, a third suspect, fatally shot himself after police surrounded his home outside Halifax on Friday. Let your voice be heard. These were young kids who had their whole life ahead of them. They were obsessed with death. You know what? Stay in Moscow. Stay in Russia. Stay in India. day in Pakistan. Officials say that Vladimir was involved in a ring that stole more than 160 million credit card numbers. I've had mine compromised 3 times. It all happened in Europe. What about you? Have you ever had your card compromised? Now, this is in Washington. Man extradited to U.S. charged in global hacking scheme. You know, America is a wonderful place to live. Entrepreneurship, capitalistic. You could come here and live your dream. But don't come here to kill us. Because we have the formula for a successful life. You come here, you learn, fine. You want to stay here, stay it the right way. Illegal aliens, out, out, out. My mother and father came to this country at the turn of the century. Through Ellis Island, they came the right way and became citizens from Croatia and Hungary. How dare you want special treatment while you abuse our system and you want us to pay you? I think there is something out there that there's a place somewhere in the States, allegedly, where these illegals could live, and we're paying for it. Hey, I earned my money the old-fashioned way. I worked for it, and I still am. A Russian national has been extradited to the U.S. and indicted in what officials on Tuesday called the largest international hacking and data breach scheme ever prosecuted in the U.S. He's 34, from Moscow, was charged for alleged role in a worldwide conspiracy that stole more than 160 million credit cards. Numbers, and caused hundreds of millions of dollars in losses to consumers and financial institutions. You know where I want him to go and to sit there and burn for time and all eternity. And he didn't bring name. He brought shame to the family name. What if it was an offspring, a relative? How would you feel about it? Stealing other people's money. Oh, Vladimir was originally arrested by Dutch authorities in the Netherlands in June 2012 and was recently extradited to the U.S. to face criminal charges in this country. He pleaded not guilty. You know, I'm always... He's been charged. They kill people. They know they did. And they come up and face a judge and say, but I'm not guilty to all 11 counts in the indictment and was ordered by the magistrate judge to be held without bail. The case against him was led by the Secret Service. They first began tracking him under the nickname Scorpo. Eventually, U.S. and Dutch officials cornered him at a hotel in Amsterdam. He fought extradition to the U.S. for more than 2 years. But now a court cleared him and said, get out of here. Go to the United States. According to the U.S. indictment, he was proficient in penetrating the network security, gaining access to the corporate assets of his victims. Among its targets have been Dow Jones, 7-Eleven, NASDAQ, Visa, and JetBlue. The indictment said some of the hacking operations occurred as long as 5 years ago and possibly earlier. Evil. Typically, the indictment said he and co-conspirators would hijack usernames and passwords, credit and debit card numbers, and personal identity numbers. After acquiring the data, which they referred to as dumps, they allegedly sold the material to resellers around the world. He charged $10 for each stolen American credit card number and about $50 for each European credit card number related data. Okay, an acting director of the Secret Service said that Vladimir prosecution should serve as a warning to other would-be cyber thieves around the world. Oh, you know, our technology is awesome, but look what they're doing to it. How do they sleep at night? But you see, they're sociopaths. They have no feeling. What do their mothers and fathers think? What are you thinking? Let your voice be heard. 347-637-3789. News briefings from the Tribune. France tracks 400 linked to possible terror cells. In Paris, France is tracking hundreds of people believed to belong to possible sleeper cells for terror organizations like Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State group, the country's top security official said. Why do they cover their face? They're cowards. They're cowards. The pace of foreign fighters joining the Islamic State and other extremist groups has not slowed, and at least 3,400 from Western nations are among the 20,000 from around the world. And did you know that AIDS is the number one disease in Africa? In 2000, I thought we were on our way to creating a better life, a better world. But it doesn't seem like it. It doesn't seem... And why? Why are all of these terrorists, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Jihad, why on earth do they cover their face? By the way, allegedly, now I just caught this at the very end of the news broadcast. I have to listen to the news and read the paper. And the New York Times is excellent. I take it on Sunday and it gives me a recap of what's happened in our world. But they're now saying that the head of this group that beheaded the Egyptian Christians, that his voice sounded so American. Why kill others? It's their faith. Why do you prosecute them? It's their faith. You see, I'm pro-choice. I don't care what you are. Atheist, I don't care. You want to be ISIS, I don't care. But that's yours. You do not impose your beliefs on other people. And don't you dare tell me that it's the name of Allah. Whatever happened to, if there is to be peace in the world, let it begin with each one of us individually, me, and I pass it on to you and you and you and you. How could I judge anyone if I haven't walked in their shoes? Am I judging ISIS? Oh, they'll get their judgment. You see, what you put out there, because you see, life responds to your outlook. They'll get it. They'll get it. And they will deserve it. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Don't you want to be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium? It's sponsor driven, but I like to think of them as my partners. Are you going to the end with your dream still dancing in your heart? That's your choice. Change is the only constant in our world today, but you need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change. If you want to be part of this, I have an incredible 10-week introductory offer one time. You see, Blog Talk Radio is a powerful marketing tool. Fasten your seatbelts when you talk to me, and I see that we're resonating and that you want to be part of this exciting consortium, then let's get started. You could call me at 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on www.impact-net.org. And their big event is coming up this month in Las Vegas. Two giant titans of incredible strength coming together to create a better world. The convention is in Las Vegas. Can't you just feel the energy? When you log on to their site, click on current events and get excited about it. And if you're wondering if this is a career for you, think about it. My mission, you see, they work hand in glove. They watch each other, they've got each other's back with iron workers. My mission and purpose, to educate you, to make you aware of the iron workers' creative genre. They are co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Now you have a choice. Higher education, college, 4 years. Alongside the Dom Perignon of the trades, iron workers. Same deal, 4 years. But here's where you part ways. You go to college. I'm all for higher education, regardless of how you get it. Keep learning. At the end of 4 years, unless you've had a trust fund or someone has picked up your tab, you are responsible for the student loans. It takes 4 years, even 2 years. But with iron workers, you do have to qualify. You log on ironworkers.org and see if you qualify. If you do, you're an apprentice for 4 years. Now, here's the beauty. You're learning and you're making money at the same time. And your health care kicks into place in your pension, and it's yours for time and all eternity as long as you are an iron worker. Pro-union. I'm all for it. I married an iron worker. If you don't ask, if you don't seek, the answer is no. You're walking around doing the same thing over and over again, and expecting different results, well, it's not going to happen. And then it shall be my pleasure to send you the CD, Iron Workers, opening with Aaron Copland's bombastic fanfare to the common man, transitioning into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid movements of the swan. Log on www.ironworkers.org. And you do know that February I have designated as the month of love. Love is in the air. Love changes everything. Valentine's passed, but we have. Oh, celebrate the beginning of Lent by sending a Lobstergram. Just go to lobstergram.com or call 800-548-3562. And you, when you get the catalog, you can pick and choose. You design your own basket, your own Lobstergram. It gives certificates, e-certificates, and you pick the day you want your special feast to arrive. And an added gift, just mention my name, Kathy, and get an additional 10% discount on your order. Oh, they're filet mignons, the lava cakes, crab cakes, soups, desserts, steaks, live lobsters, frozen. It is bon appetit. I'm a member of the Hoffman Estates Park District and a member of the 50-plus consortium. The director is Rika Cuff. Oh, what a wonderful job she does. You don't have to be bored and lonely. Get in touch with your park districts. Log on heparks.org, your senior centers, and your libraries. And don't worry about transportation if you need it. I'm sure that things can work out. And yesterday I had a conversation with Rika. I said, Rika, darling, we need more theater here. Love letters, lip sync. Love letters, A.R. Gurney's, a new genre in fundraising. Oh, log on, heparks.org. 2 months, March, February to March, tax day. That's when the government wants their money from you. We have a great CPA, Greg McIntyre. You could email him at ahtax@ameritech.net or get in touch with me, 847-882-8717, and I'll give you his tele number. He's awesome. And you know, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. When you go to my website, click on the Elixir, nonfiction. Move over, Ponce de Leon, and all of you experts out there. I have discovered the secrets to the fountain of youth. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible, darling, right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. Now remember, the face has 55 muscles. You still have to exercise them. It's in the book. Log on. Nonfiction. And then I have products that are going to leave you speechless and breathless. Because you see, good skin and looking good is inside out. Remember, your mind responds to your outlook. If you expect to succeed, you will. What you think about comes about. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. Look in the mirror. How do you look? Are you happy? Do you need a little tweaking here? You know how to get in touch with me. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And now I'm just going to transition into the PSAs. They're having a webinar series on abuse in later life. And if you want the contact information, call in right now, 347-637-3789, or email me and ask about the abuse that's going on in this world. And then we have the scam and con on January 14th. From Warren Buffett. Greetings to you. Oh. You have been gifted $1.5 million USD donation fund. Contact us at this email for your claim. Now, when I was reading their dialogue, their grammar and their spelling was just... Okay. Huh. They were going to pick 10 individuals all over the world from their $12 billion USD, whatever. I and my wife mapped out to help people before she died. We prayed and searched over the internet for assistance because I saw your profile on Microsoft email's owner list and picked you. My dear, don't fall for it. Do not believe it. I was so tempted, just out of curiosity, to click on that one link. And of course I didn't. Oh man, did I ever want to. Con and scam artists, it's a pandemic. Be careful now with IRS. They won't call you. They'll send you a letter. You see, these scammers and con are pros at sweet talk, promising the solution to a problem, companionship for lonely hearts. Hang up. What to do? Immediately call the Fraud Fighter Hotline at 800-646-2283. Thank you, ARP. That's the Fraud Fighter Hotline at 800-646-2283. And then let's go back to domestic abuse. Listen to my show yesterday. I think I addressed Ray Rice being offered $1 million to host a talk show. Of course, he and his wife, he could beat the hell out of her. She's not going to say anything. She wants the money. What would you do for power and money? Double dare you. Let your voice be heard. Now, there's verbal and emotional abuse, too. And domestic abuse left unchecked can be brutal, even deadly. And let's call it what it really is. It's a crime. Men, women, grandparents, aunts, uncles, clergy, I don't care who you are. Are you an abuser? How could you live with yourself? You see, what I want Ray Rice to experience what his wife did, or his girlfriend then. I want someone to beat the hell out of him, knock him against the railing in the elevator, and drag him out. Until they experience what they're doing to other people, they're going to get away with it. And what are you afraid of? This is your life. It's the only life that you have. In Illinois, the domestic abuse hotline is 877-863-6338. And in the domestic, it's 800-799-1233. This is your life. And don't you dare tell me that you're staying for the children. Don't you dare. You're going to teach them that it's okay, that this is how life is? PSAs have been brought to you by contributing authors and choices. Log on authorhouse.com to order the book and read their true stories, their journey to the mountaintop. Chuck Brazelton, he's our insurance agent, has been for over 20-some years. My life's work, from frostbitten toes to fingers. Freya Schmidt, who am I? And where am I going? Choices, 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 choices. I just gotta be me. And my story through the years, your greatest freedom, your greatest power. And in memoriam, Bonnie Rooks, Lee Puttrick, and dear, dear Bev Gosset. Get the book Choices, authorhouse.com. Nonfiction. And then I have to tell you about the second coming. More good news. Tom Puttrick called me yesterday, and it won't be long before it is on the screen, a movie. Right now, you could log on to Tate Publishing and get the book. Was the Mayan calendar wrong? What happened to the prophecies of Nostradamus and the future events foretold by the many seers, from the Hopi Indians to the Chinese? There's only one man who knows the answer for his discovery in the Yucatan, which begins his worldwide journey to prove what he has known for a year. The second coming of Christ has happened. And hopefully tomorrow, when we review The Heart of the Lion, that when he's in his writing mode, and I understand that, you just can't let go. You have to be there. You have to write. And we'll talk about The Heart of the Lion. And now, Live with Kathy, for the love of the Dark Continent. Photo Safari, my African adventure. The trip is inexplicable, wonderful, and exciting. The East Africans, sweet and so polite. The food, better than I thought it would be. The lodges, average to outstanding. I could see me on my way to Africa in my mind's eye. To sum it up, for my first out-of-this-world travel experience, oh, I'm so glad I had all of you to share it with, and so, my darlings, till we meet again. With affection, best wishes, for 100 years of health. I invite you to join me on my African adventure. Itinerary, Nairobi, Kenya, Aberdare's Country Club, and then on to the Ark, the Samburu Lodge, Mount Kenya Safari Club, Kikorok Lodge, the majestic Mount Kilimanjaro, Kilaguni, and Amboseli, and then meet Hell's Angels. My adventure started on June 7th to the 20th, 1984. Oh my, 15 minus 10, wait a minute, 2015 minus 9. 1984. 31 years ago. Today's date is November 10th, 1997. I'm typing this journal as I wrote it beginning June 7th, 84. Enjoy the journey with me. It was awesome. Kathy Watson. It's June 7th. It is 10:35 a.m. Writing this in a taxi to airport. This is not going to work. We'll continue at a more convenient place. It's really too bumpy. Same day, 1:55 p.m. Sitting at gate C6, tote bag with film, weighs a ton, hot and windy in Chicago. The meeting with Marty Miller went very well, threw a whole new light on self-taught ink, direction with chin up. So far, everything about this trip has gone super smooth. I just can't believe 6 months have gone by. I remember in January of 84, I don't know if it was Sharon Simons or Marie-Pierre Griffin who mentioned the Kenya trip to me. I said, oh, it sounds great, but let me think about it. You know, June is so far off. Then, about the same time, Stephanie Gigante, a client of mine, came in and said, you know, Kathy, you should apply for a passport. You never know when you may have a chance to go abroad. You should be prepared. She had no idea that they were talking to me about Kenya. Her boyfriend, Ron, is in the travel business. He has many, many tours going everywhere. Well, at some point, I really wanted to go to Romania, to Anna Aslan Spa, to dance with the gypsies in the mountain. But I made the decision to go to Africa, mailed in my deposit, and voila, I was on my way. Next step, fill out the passport. Applied in person. By the way, gold-boarded certificates issued in 33 are not acceptable. I found that out while I was waiting in line in less than 40 minutes back in the cab to my studio, lockbox key at the bank, got the correct birth certificate made, post office, the passport office in good time. They cut off at 4:15. Week later, received my passport. I still have it. Wrong passport, right certificate. 2 weeks later, got mine. All of this took place early April. What is interesting is that I chose not to tell my clients until the last minute. Their reaction varied. Why are you going to Africa? Ugh, I wouldn't go there. And others said, wow, super trip. I'd love to be going. Well, here I am, waiting to board for New York. Bo is settled with Bill, poor baby. I know he'll miss me. I miss him already. Bev will water my plants, take in mail. Good thing I left the apartment as early as I did. Each time I walked past my closet, I found another outfit I just had to take. What if I needed it and didn't have it? Probably will not need half of what I took, but I'll stop now. Same day, Thursday, 3:40 p.m., you guessed it. Our flight delayed, storm in New York. Finally am seated, ready for takeoff. Went in and out of security so many times today that I got acquainted with the crew. At 3:10, agent told me they would be boarding at 3:45. I just had to get something to eat one more time, out to the snack bar. Left the restaurant earlier because I didn't think I would have enough time to eat. Agent told me to get back by 3:45. Plane would not leave until 4:25. Just got my ham and cheese when it was announced, flight 076 boarding for New York. Final call for passengers. Well, I nearly, high heels, sandwich, and decaf in tow. I made it just in time. I was the last to board. 5 or 10 minutes more, and they would have left without me. Ticket man who checked me in at 11 a.m. carrying my heavy tote to the plane told the flight attendant that they would have to store my tote because of all of my supplements I was taking for low sugar stress. A bit of exaggeration, but I felt Pan Am owed me one. I didn't check it through Nairobi because I didn't want it to get lost or delayed. Now, same day, we're in New York, 8:15 p.m. New York time. Gate 16, International Flight 188. Met the nicest group from Two Rivers, Wisconsin, on their way to visit mission work in Libya. Hot and muggy. Gal from Travel Plans came around. I was getting the snack, tuna, salad, glad to just be sitting. Now Friday, 10 a.m. P.M. flight. Not bad. Some turbulence. We'll write a book on 1,001 ways to sleep on a plane. My seat partner, Linda from Chicago, empty seat between us, made it a bit more comfortable. Descending first stop, Dakar. I think in Chicago it was 3 a.m. Now it's Saturday the 10th, 10:40 a.m., partly cloudy, coolish. At the meeting room to coordinate the trip and to meet the group, got in at a wee hour last night. Plane delayed in Lagos, Nigeria for security reasons. Didn't think we'd ever get here. Evelyn Hoffman, group leader, and I literally died sleeping. Breakfast was quite good. Fruit, eggs, feel a little rummy. Jet lag? Group sounds like fun. Now, I'm writing this on Monday, 9:45 a.m. I went to the market, or in town, Nairobi, bought an elephant-designed safari hat, left for the Abadir's Country Club and then to the Ark. Saw elephants and not much more. Evelyn and I went to bed around 10. We were exhausted. Found out the next morning that 22 elephants marched into the viewing arena. Some tried to get very cozy. Damn, we missed it. In a.m. on Sunday, heavy fog and mist. Left for the Samburu Lodge. At the equator, natives converged on us to buy, a bit intimidating. Now that I have the experience, ready to tackle them. Natives loved my ballpoint pens and my Polaroid. Monday, 9:45. Let me introduce you to the Hell's Angels. That consisted of Evelyn Hoffman, George and Steve Rapp, Cindy Balgarth, Peter Goodman, Marion Hudasek, and me. Ah, what a great group, so much fun. Rooms at the Samburu are big. At the Ark, we had tiny rooms. Two tiny beds, side by side, numbers 36 and 37. Mattresses were so comfortable, they also furnished us with hot water bottles. The Ark cold, Samburu hot. Dinner at the lodge was good, party afterwards. Peter brought his tapes and speakers, not going to have vodka after dinner from this time on, and no beer in the afternoon. A little tired, up at 5:45 a.m., Monday the 11th, for safari poolside. Now, it's the a.m., I'm not going to budge until the 4 p.m. game drive. Friday the 15th, just got in from safari at the Norfolk Hotel. Time is around 1:45. Having a drink with George, Steve, Evelyn, waiting for our room and dinner. Saturday the 16th, sitting in my room, Norfolk, to 8:20, feeling very sad. All my dear traveling companions are leaving today at 2 p.m. Elizabeth and Violet and myself go on to Amboseli Sunday. Thank goodness for Muriel Horn. She had paregoric, too much food, vodka, exhaustion. The cha-cha set in mid-Thursdays after drinking a bottle of Tusker's beer. Have decided to pass the city tour. Will take 24 hours to calm my system down. Poolside. Listen tomorrow from 12 to 12:30. I will continue the Heart of a Lion. Until then, au revoir.